WPHM. Now back to the Paul Miller Show on 1380 WPHM.
All right, it is Thursday morning, and the folks at Dyke Security are very interested in your safety. If you're interested in your home safety, you can call Dyke Security, and they'll do a home walkthrough and kind of go over some things that you might want to keep in mind and ways that they can help out. Joining us right now from Dyke Security is Kim Kernahan. Kim, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's talk about one of those things that we really don't spend an awful lot of time talking about or thinking about, and that is poison. There's a lot of things that kids can get into, people that don't properly read directions.
Exactly. And what's the first thing you think about when you say, what is a poison?
Yeah.
You think about cleaning supplies.
Sure.
But there are several different types of poisons. There's actually four different types of poisons, and they're solids, liquids, sprays, and gases. Mm-hmm. And your solid poisons are your medications. You got to keep those medications locked up. Those tops are child-resistant. They're not child-proof. Another thing with your medications, don't ever tell your kids it's candy.
Oh, yeah.
If they think medication's candy, they're going to get into that, and then you're going to have a situation on your hands.
Yep.
Your household products, your liquid poisons, your cleaning supplies. I can remember the cartoons when we were kids. They always had the X and skulls and crossbones on the bottles. You've got your pesticides, your bleaches, all of that. Keep those locked up. If you're going to be using them, make sure the kids aren't around. Don't inhale them. Wear a mask when you're cleaning. Don't mix your cleaning products together. You can have a very, very serious situation on your hands when you're doing that. A lot of people don't think about their personal care products being a poison. Mouthwash, there's alcohol in that. Even anything as your nail polishes, glue removers. So think about all those types of things. And then, of course, the other thing we don't think about are plants.
Mm-hmm.
There are plants that are poisonous to people, to your pets. So before you start doing some planting or have some plants in your home, just do a little reading up on them and make sure that what you have there is safe.
Yeah, what's poison to one being is not necessarily poison
exactly.
to another. Chocolate
exactly.
is not good for dogs.
No, grapes not good for dogs.
Right.
So you just want to really make sure, keep your family safe, keep your pet safe, keep yourself safe. If you need to call poison control, you call poison control. They have a national 1-800 number. It's 1-800-222-1222, and that connects you to our local poison control center.
I know there's been a real concern with those laundry detergent pods.
Yes.
Because they're swirly and colorful, and they look like candy.
They do, and the kids they think they're candy, and they bite into those, and that little plastic will break, and then you're going to have all that in their mouth, and it's just not a good thing. The fourth form is gases, and I know we've talked about this before. You have your natural gas fumes and your carbon monoxide. So that's your fourth form of poison. I am going to have a fact sheet up on our Facebook page.
Perfect.
If anyone would like to print that off and have that as a refresher in the home, and they can maybe just do a walkthrough in their home and check things out. Child safety latches, keep all those things locked up. And we're always happy to come out and do a safety inspection of your home at no cost as well.
Yeah.
And let you know what we can keep you safe.
And I know you do a lot of safety stuff on your Facebook page,
yes.
too, so that's probably mm-hmm. something worth liking, right?
Yes. Yes, please like our Facebook page. Like it right. and share it. We're always trying to post little safety tips. And, if there's anything going on in the area that we feel is very important, well, it's always important, but, mm-hmm. Safety, bad weather, anything like that, we're always sharing and getting that information out to the public.
When you talk about child-proofing, that's something that, you have to baby-proof when you've got a new baby, but then once they're crawling and walking, mm-hmm. you need to kind of maybe go do another go-around. That's
right.
for parents and grandparents that
exactly.
have their kids, their grandkids visiting, too.
And not just children, but as they get older, the teenagers, we hear so much about them going to grandma's house and taking her pills, and
mm-hmm.
because they think it's a way for them to, have fun and, with their friends and, the paint fumes.
Right.
Peeling paint is another one. If you've got to buy a house that has old peeling paint, the kids peel that off. When they're little. They think it's, fun.
Yeah.
Stick it in their mouth. Kids are quick, but poison works quicker. So it's
good to remember.
Yes.
All right. Good stuff. Kim, thanks for coming in. Always
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.